So we said we're going to talk about the lachas of what's known as Hecha Kedusha. Before I talk about Hecha Kedusha, I want to talk about the lachas of Hecha Kedusha, I want to talk about Kedusha itself. And then we'll talk about, as a Shem tomorrow, the lachas of what's called the Hecha Kedusha. So what's interesting is that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chuf Chafei says that the tzibur should not say Nakdishach or the Kadesh together with the Chazan. They should be Shoysik. And they listen to what the Chazan says until they get to the Kedusha, and then everybody's answer is Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. The whole Tzibur is quiet. The way the Shulchan Aruch has the formula, the whole Tzibur is quiet, and they listen to the Chazan saying the introduction. And the language of the Mishnah Berurah is even stronger, that it's usur for the Tzibur to say it. That's the language of... Now, our minhag is based on the Arizal, which says that you do say it. What is the issue over here which we're grappling with? Whether one says it or not. So, we find in Tefillah there's different parts of Tefillah which we say something which is called Dover Shep Kedusha. Baruch Hu is called Dover Shep Kedusha, requires 10 a minyan. Kaddish is Dover Shep Kedusha, requires a minyan. Kedusha is a Dover Shep Kedusha, and requires a minyan. What is this idea of a Dover Shep Kedusha? So the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, "Minikdashi b'sech b'nei Yisrael," that Kaddish Baruch Hu says to Klai, so I will be made Kaddish amongst Klai. So the Mora darshens out that means it has to be in a minion of 10 people. Chazal understood this to mean not only the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which is a person who goes and refuses to do an Aveira and accept the punishment, whatever that is, but besides that, the act of actively going and saying Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence in the world, the Kedusha of Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's that act of Kedusha of Kedusha, it requires 10 people. Because of the chashivas of a davar shebe kedusha, we find that always it's presented with a hazmana, with an invitation to say it. The chazan says to the tzibur Baruch Hu, and the tzibur answers back Baruch Hashem. Right? The chazan says Hashem's name should be sanctified, etc. Yiskadel v'yiskadesh, and then we answer Yesh Mer Rabba. And the same thing is true when it comes to the kedusha. The chazan says let us be makadosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name, and the tzibur answers kedush. So Chazal, because of the chashivas of these inyanim, which are davar shebe kedusha, in order that it should be dealt with the proper proper understanding and respect, Chazal always present that it must be done with an introduction before you do it. And we're called upon to do it by somebody, and then we respond, that gives it a certain chashivas the way it's being done. So therefore, according to that understanding, so Mishabur points out, the same way by Kaddish, all the tzibur should be quiet, and listening to the Chazan saying Yizkadel v'Yizkadesh, which is the purpose of him inviting us to say Kaddish Baruch Hu should be Kaddish. Yesh Mer Rabba Mevorach. So we should be listening to him. You shouldn't be davening then, you shouldn't be talking then, you should be listening to the Chazan. It's like I'm talking to you and asking you to do something, and you're busy schmoozing about something else. Or you're davening about something else. I'm talking to you. The Chazan is talking to the Tzibur, he's saying, listen to me, let's go do it. So the law of the Tzibur has to be quiet by Kaddish and listen to the Chazan. They should not be davening then or talking then, and listen to the Chazan, which is being mazmin then. And obviously they shouldn't be saying the words with him. So the same thing is true by the Kaddish. When it comes to Kedusha, that the correct thing to do is the Tzibur should be listening as the Chazan is being mazmin the Tzibur to say it. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch presents it. The Aruch HaShulchan says even though the Tzibur should not be saying it with them, they should be listening to what the Shatz is saying, and then they respond. What we do over here is we're mazmin ourselves. We prepare ourselves to do it. And not the kula mazminim atzeinu the kedusha. Mishabur presents maybe if one individual person says it, it's a problem. If the whole Tzibur says it, it's not a problem. We together are going to be mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and that's how we understand it. There are those which are, because of this, at least after the Tzibur says it, the Chazan says it out loud again, so everybody could be responding to what the Chazan says, and instead of just saying the last word, but the Tzibur should be hearing the Chazan saying, the Kadesh Hashem Kol Bo'ilo, that he's, let's go be Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So they wait till the Tzibur is quiet, and then they start and say the Kadesh out loud to be Mazim the Tzibur. And that's why some people at least are mocked, but on that point, that there should be a response to the Chazan's request to do it. Kedusha is a davar shebe kedusha, so the Rizal points out you're going to be mekamei mitzvah asay min atara, being mekadosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name. So a person should have kavana before any time he says or answers to kaddish or kedusha, he's going to now fulfill the mitzvah of nikdashi b'serach b'nei Yisrael. You're going to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of nikdashi b'serach b'nei Yisrael. We're increasing the awareness of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world through Kaddish, answering Kaddish, and through answering Kedusha. So that's what we're doing in Kedusha. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about this. Because of this Cheshivas, Chazal created a vehicle called Arvah Lifnei HaTeva. Even when you miss Chazar Shashatz, we can still have a chance to say Kedusha. And that's called what's known as a Hecha Kedusha. Have a good morning.